toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we start things out by going right to your phone calls. That's the point of the show. We'll talk to Scott in Canada. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, just great, Scott. What's on your mind?
A few months ago, I called about a traffic ticket I had gotten. What happened was the government set up this sign that said no speeding, going over a certain speed in a construction zone. Normally, the speed there was 80 kilometers an hour. They had a sign saying don't go over 60. Now, okay. when I drove through it, it was a Saturday night. There was no construction going on. There were no construction workers. But I still got a ticket. So what happened is I was going to fight it and go through the courts and see what happens. And just do a little bit of experimenting. What I had done is I offered to pay the money to a charity instead of to them, and they, you know, rejected that offer. And I went back and forth with them a little bit. But anyways,
well, that didn't work for me, by the way. After just for our listeners to bring them up to speed on that tactic, when the state was demanding money out of me after they threw me in a jail cell for my tenants having a couch out in their yard in contempt of court. They said they wanted $120, and I said I would offer them to give double that amount to a local charity because it was Christmas time and I was feeling extra charitable, and they accepted that. But that might have been because I had a blog and was telling them that whatever their answer was, I'd be posting it online. I don't know if it was that extra pressure that.
Plus, you'd shown yourself to be non-compliant up to that point.
Yeah, that's true as well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I knew that they would reject it, and I did that on purpose so I could show people that they don't give a crap about helping people. They just care about getting their money. But anyways, what happened recently in the province of Manitoba is that a law student challenged these tickets in court, and the judge, whichever judge it was, decided that these tickets were illegal because there were no workers present. And plus, they didn't post a sign to where the speed limit, where that restriction stopped. So you couldn't tell when you could speed up again to the regular speed.
Right.
So now 1,000 people are being sent letters saying that they don't need to pay these tickets. But the thing is, though, if you've already paid the ticket, tough for you. That's pretty much what the government has said, though. If you already paid, you've pled guilty, that means you admit doing wrong.
Right.
So
no refunds
for you. Yeah. No refund. No. So that's the latest news on that, and that's just going on as of, like, yesterday and today. That the government came back and said, because people thought, maybe I'll get a refund. Good luck with that.
So you had to pay?
No, because my court date was for July, so I'll probably be one of these people getting a letter saying I don't have to pay or go through the court system because I pled not guilty. And
I was
waiting for my trial to come up. Always, always fight the tickets. Always. Doesn't matter whether you're guilty or not. Just fight it. Waste their time, too.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I just did a little bit of that myself. I might share my story. I posted it over at freekeen.com. Basically, the short version is I sent a letter to the Keene bureaucrats here today, hand-delivered it, actually, saying, essentially, I'd like to see the proof of obligation to actually obey your ordinances or your statutes, because they're trying to charge us $15. Actually, it's now $35 because it's past their first late fee date. But they're trying to charge us because Julia parked the car out in front of the house in the street. And up here in Keene, they have this silly rule that says that you can't park in the street between November 1st and May 1st. And that's because of the snow plows, which, you know, that makes sense when there's snow around, but not in the middle of April, which is when they gave out the ticket. So I'm asking them for proof of obligation to pay it. And if they can pay, if they can show that, then I'd like to know. Then once they've shown that I have a proof of obligation, which they can't do. At that point, I would also like to know why it is they're doing this. Is this just revenue collection? Are they, because there's no snow out and about, so it's either about obedience or revenue collection or both. So which is it, bureaucrats?
Yeah, it's about obedience. They do the same thing here. They ticket you whether there's snow or not. They just want your money. They want you to do what they say, and, you know, what can you do about it?
Well, you cannot pay, like I'm not going to.
Yes.
So, and if more people would stop paying and stop obeying, then they wouldn't be able to get away with this crap anymore. Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight, and thanks for sharing your story. Keep us in the loop as to how it develops. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. However, my little spat with the police department over a parking ticket is hardly the most important story in the news. I think one of them happens to be over at lewrockwell.com, where William Norman Grigg is reporting on something that has hit apparently the mainstream press in the form of at least the Drudge Report, where he says, "It's been said that a lie is a poor way to say hello. It's also the standard greeting one receives from government employees, particularly those who carry guns. Around 10 p.m. on March 5th, a wolf pack of armed men gathered at the front door of the Lundeby family's home in Oxford, North Carolina. When she answered the doorbell, Annette was greeted with the sight of a state highway patrolman who introduced himself with a lie. Where did she go wrong?" There's more to the story, but where did she go wrong?
Opening the door?
That's right. Answering the door. There is never any reason to answer the door for these bureaucrats unless it's a situation where you've called them, your 8-year-old son has gone missing and they've found him or something like that, and you're expecting them to show up. But if armed bureaucrats show up at your front door, or any bureaucrats for that matter, you have no obligation to answer it for them. If they want to come in, they're going to come in whether you open that door or not.
That much is true.
So she answered the door, and the man introduced himself with a lie. Things went dramatically downhill from there. "He told me that my son Ashton had committed a hit-and-run with somebody's car," she told the Pro Libertad blog in a phone interview. "I said, no, that's not true. It was exactly the reverse. He was on the receiving end of a hit-and-run, and that happened last January." The state trooper's lie was a pretext to rouse the homeschooled teenager from bed and bring him to the doorstep. Once the falsehood shattered against Ms. Lundeby's polite resolve, however, the pretense was dropped and roughly a dozen armed men in body armor stormed into her home. One of them demanded that Annette go get her son, and the others fanned out to search the house. "They wouldn't tell me who they were or where they were from," Annette recalled. "All I knew was that if I said the wrong thing, I'd be dead on the floor and there would be nobody here to protect my children." So she went upstairs and woke up her son as instructed.
And that might sound somewhat dramatic, but there are plenty of cases where that is exactly what's happened.
You've got armed men with guns and with their fingers ready to pull the trigger. You better do exactly as they say.
And they've got the adrenaline flowing, too.
Absolutely. And they're immune from any consequences if they do pull that trigger. All they have to do is make something up about how she jumped at him or something. And there's no cameras there. She probably didn't have a video camera in her hand. And even if she did, they could take the camera afterward, unless she had internet streaming from Quick.com.
That's right.
Which isn't a sponsor, by the way, but we just like them. When she returned with Ashton, she demanded to see a search warrant. She was shown the paperwork, but the intruders were still reluctant to explain why they had invaded her home.
That's a good word, by the way, intruders.
At some point, and kidnappers, in point of fact, at some point over the next 3.5 hours, Annette and Ashton learned that the men who had barged into their home were from the FBI, and that the teenage boy, who had never been in trouble with the police, was suspected of making several bomb threats via the internet. The one that brought the FBI had been made against Purdue University in Indiana at 9:05 Central Time. Now, they live in North Carolina.
Do they have a motive as to why he would want to call a bomb threat in on Purdue, Indiana?
I don't know, but he lives in Oxford, North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that bothers me about this whole thing.
The bomb threat was made at 9:05 Central Time on February 15th. Now, Ashton had an alibi so tight it could be used as a space capsule. On the evening in question, he was at a meeting held in the Union Chapel Methodist Church in Kittrell, North Carolina, until after 9 p.m. local time, a fact that could be confirmed by interviewing any of several dozen witnesses. After helping his mother clean the chapel, Ashton accompanied her to a local grocery store to buy food and litter box filler for the family's 3 cats. Once again, this element of Ashton's alibi, for which his mother was an eyewitness, will be relatively simple to confirm. The Union Chapel Church is about 35 minutes away from the Lundeby family's home. Annette recalls the family got home shortly after 10 on February 15th, which wouldn't have given her son adequate time to log onto the internet and make a bomb threat by 10:05 Eastern Time, which would have been 9:05 p.m. in Indiana. She also insists that isn't Indiana back on Eastern Time?
It's close.
I'm pretty sure Indiana's back on Eastern Time.
Yeah, I thought it was on Eastern Time, too. Let me look it up.
In which case, that would be past 9:05. But either way, she also insists her son went straight to bed without turning on his computer. The FBI insists that the threat was made using Ashton's IP address. Ms. Lundeby insists her son was the victim of identity theft and that he was not the family's only victim. In fact, her late husband, a former employee of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, also had his personal financial information stolen, and Annette herself recalls that her bank account was hacked a couple of years ago. More coming up on this story about how this young man, 16 years old, is apparently being brought up on Patriot Act-related charges. From my understanding, we'll get back to more in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact: if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic. Just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com. And Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like the podcast you're listening to now. Well, if you're listening to a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue telling the story from the Lou Rockwell blog, or not the blog, actually, the main site, lourockwell.com. Will Norman Gregg, who is the man when it comes to reporting on the police state.
Is that the guy we interviewed at the Liberty Forum?
Or? No, he was unable to make the Liberty Forum. He was going to be speaking there, but I think there was some sort of family thing that came up.
So who was the other Lou Rockwell blogger that had three names?
Anthony Gregory?
Anthony Gregory.
I don't know his middle name, though.
Three names, though, apparently.
All right, so we're going to continue the story here as a 16-year-old has been brought up, apparently, on Patriot Act charges. We haven't gotten to those details yet, but the beginning of the story has it being, I guess, nighttime, family home in North Carolina. The FBI comes into a house with 12 officers fully armed, a SWAT team raid, essentially, to come after a 16-year-old who allegedly made bomb threats, though his mom was with him in the night in which he allegedly made those threats. He was at his church that particular night, and plenty of people were able to witness him being there. For the past several months, she explained to Pro Libertat, our family has been receiving bizarre and threatening phone calls from people because of the malicious activities of at least one hacker. We had the police call here claiming that someone had dialed 911 to report drugs in our home. I told them there wasn't anything going on here, but they were free to come and search the place to see for themselves.
Uh-oh. Another big mistake.
That's not something you want to tell the police. Even if you are certain that there's nothing in your home, you don't want them in there because they'll find something. That's their job. They want to arrest people.
They won't always do that, but it's a danger.
Don't give them the opportunity. I mean, you may be dealing with honest cops,
You don't need to.
Yeah. She says that's an invitation she won't be extending again under similar circumstances. According to Annette, at least one of Ashton's friends can identify by screen name the hacker who made life miserable for the Lundabys. Once again, there's no shortage of leads for an honest, competent, reasonably resourceful investigator to follow in establishing Ashton's alibi. The unfortunate truth is the FBI is, as far as I can tell, entirely devoid of people meeting that description. Annette and her children were held hostage in their home until 1:30 in the morning. The 12-year-old daughter was dragged from her bed by an armed stranger, an act that left the girl traumatized, and one for which the assailant should be thrashed within a centimeter of his tax-devouring existence. Annette insisted that Ashton not answer any questions without an attorney present.
Good advice.
But she wasn't permitted to call one. The feds confiscated Ashton's computer and gaming equipment and made off with a great deal of family paperwork. But they couldn't find a particle of evidence anywhere to suggest the teenager had built a bomb or that possessed the necessary knowledge and intent to do so. Nonetheless, they handcuffed Ashton and hauled him away to jail. A hearing was scheduled for 10 a.m., which meant that I couldn't get an attorney as none of their offices were open, Annette recalls. Her son was given a court, was that 10 p.m. March 5th? What is March 5th, guys? Let's see if one of y'all can figure that out here. That would be a Thursday, so I'm not sure why it would be that the lawyers wouldn't be available. Well, maybe they don't come in until 10 a.m. or just was too soon.
9 just wasn't fast enough to get one of them over there, maybe?
Yeah, and that must have been it. Anyway, she said that Annette was feds confiscated his equipment, hearing scheduled for 10 a.m. Her son was given a court-appointed attorney, a typically ineffective net issue in the fashion of court-appointed defense counsel everywhere, was entirely disinclined to contest the prosecution's assertions. So, a lot of good he's going to do. He's probably one of those guys that's like, okay, just take the plea deal, kid.
Not guilty.
At this point, it's appropriate to note that the court-appointed defense lawyers perform exactly the same functions as jobbers in professional wrestling. Their job is to lose every contest.
And squash match. Yep, judges, that's what they call it in wrestling.
Yep, the judges in federal cases serve the same purpose as referees in pro wrestling matches. They offer a pitiful pantomime of objectivity as they advance the predetermined storyline. In this case, the script called for Ashton to be taken into federal custody under the terms of the Soviet-esque Patriot Act.
Ah.
The standard that they used to arrest and detain my son was not probable cause, as the Constitution requires, but rather good faith, as specified in the Patriot Act, said Ms. Lundabee.
It's a good faith.
This meant that they didn't have to provide real evidence of a crime because they didn't have any. All they had to do was assert their good faith reasons for arresting and holding Ashton, and the judge simply let it stand.
So this sounds like it might be a case of IP spoofing,
and they're running this kid in and causing his family all this anguish and expense, and they should be going after the real people who did it.
Yeah, but that would take effort, Wayne. It would take research, and it would take detective work. And they don't have any incentive to do any real work. It's easier to just point your fingers at the first suspect and say, "Yeah, see, we found him. We're keeping America safe, people."
Jack Webb is rolling in his grave.
Before and after the hearing, Ashton, a 16-year-old, was kept in detention with as many as 30 adult criminal suspects. He was then transferred to a federal detention center in South Bend, Indiana, where he has been for more than 60 days.
From North Carolina?
That's correct.
I mean, they're just trying to separate him from his family.
Absolutely they are, just as they'll do with anybody that gets arrested by the feds. As of today, May 5th, the criminal complaint in the case does exist, but Ashton has yet to be charged with a crime. Is this sounding familiar to anybody?
Guantanamo.
Our friend Sam, our co-host on this show, is sitting in a jail cell, thankfully close by in Westmoreland, New Hampshire, but he's been in a jail for now 4 weeks as a result of attempting to record with a camera in a public court lobby. And he has not been, well, I guess he's been charged, but he hasn't been arraigned. And he certainly hasn't had a crack at a trial. So due process, it apparently doesn't exist.
We don't need no stinking due process.
If it ever did exist, it doesn't exist now.
Right, well, you know, they've moved so far away from the things that we were guaranteed by the Constitution. Habeas corpus, we don't need to do that because... Well, we don't. Speedy trial, forget it. We don't have to do that. These things are.
What are you going to do about it, huh? What are you going to do?
They're remnants of different ages. They just don't exist anymore. And they do what they want. They say it's a nation of laws, but it's really not.
It's a nation of former laws.
It's a nation of arbitrary rule by men and women calling themselves the government, and that all they are is just a violent monopoly. That's all they are.
You know, and in Andrew Carroll's trial that recently went on here.
Marijuana, civil disobedience.
Yep, here in Keene. I thought that he should get a jury trial. Where's his jury? You know, the fine was higher than $20. Constitution says, if the court trial is higher than $20, that you get a jury.
Only in common law.
Well, how does the guy get common law?
There is no common law.
Right. So we took that away. So therefore, you don't get that.
Right. They call it equity, I think. Isn't that what they call it? Equity law?
Well, maritime equity law. That's essentially what we're under now.
Yeah.
Military law.
So common law is still out there somewhere, Mark, but that's not how they're operating.
Well, you have to be in a court with common law jurisdiction or you have to invoke it.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, the rules seem to keep changing.
Yeah. Exactly. How do you keep up with all this stuff? How is anybody even supposed to know what the law says? It's an impossibility. So we continue with this horrific story, where, according to this, again, LouRockwell.com, we're living in a country in which the habeas corpus guarantee was operational. Ashton would most likely be free, and a lawsuit against his persecutors would probably be in the works. However, the late Bush administration, with the enthusiastic support of nearly every conservative commentator and activist of any consequence, quite thoughtfully disposed of the habeas corpus guarantee. And there's more to this story. We'll get to it in moments here and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Welcome to the New America.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product. product you can better digest. Choose for health the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So the federal government continues to be out of control and doing absolutely outrageous things. Of course, most people are going to look at this story, throw up their hands and say, what do we do about this? Well, we'll give you a solution here in a moment. But we'll continue the story for now of a 16-year-old young man, Ashton, living in North Carolina, who was had his home raided by the FBI on allegations that he had sent a bomb threat into a campus, a college campus at Purdue University in the northwest corner of Indiana, which we checked the map, by the way, the time zone map, and apparently the northwest corner of Indiana is in central time, and the rest of Indiana is eastern time.
Well, it looks like the southwestern corner might be, too.
I didn't know. I must have missed that part.
The time zones in Indiana are a slippery thing.
Yeah. Well, so they went in there, they raided this kid's house, they arrested him, they took him away from his family, and they locked him in a federal prison in Indiana. His family lives in North Carolina. So they brought him to sham hearing, and then they locked him away. And he's now been there for over 60 days. And what do you do about this? Well, here's the rest of the story from LouRockwell.com's William Norman Grigg. Since Ashton is being held on terrorism-related charges, his status is analogous to that of an enemy combatant, which is to say he can probably be held indefinitely. Heck, our friend Sam is being held indefinitely, and he's not being labeled an enemy combatant. He's just being held because he won't give him his name, his legal name, even though they already know what it is.
So but isn't this the kind of stuff that we talked about several years ago, about how the definition of a terrorist would morph, and we would get mission creep, and things like this would start happening?
Then they've suggested that you could be a terrorist for selling drugs. I mean, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, anybody who is guilty of a crime these days could be labeled a terrorist. You're trying to terrorize people with your criminal activities.
Well, telling the truth can also label you a terrorist now, according
apparently.
To some of these bulletins that they're releasing.
Talking about freedom might get you labeled as a terrorist, if that's what you mean by telling the truth. Yeah. So, which is to say, you can probably be held indefinitely and even be subjected to the same enhanced interrogation methods that so enchant many of the pew defilers in conservative Christian congregations. Ashton hasn't been mistreated yet, according to his mother. However, the 16-year-old, who is in every sense still a child in his mother's estimation, is in an environment defined by cruel, arbitrary regulations designed to break his will. Annette told me, I've been able to talk with him several times since he was taken into federal custody, but there was a period of about 3 weeks in which I didn't hear from him, and nobody would let me talk to him. I was frantic, and my mother, she just turned 81, had to be hospitalized for stress.
You know, I'll bet. You know, Wayne, you've got older kids, but all I've got is my little 14-month-old Jack. And if somebody came and took him away for something that seemed obvious to me, that, you know, was some kind of trumped up stupid charge that anybody in their right mind could spend a little time investigating and figure out that you know, it wasn't true. If somebody took him away, I would be nuts, frantic nuts.
Doesn't matter how old your children are, you'd still be nuts because you love them.
When that long silence was finally broken, Ashton explained to his mother that he was being punished for moving his eyes in the lunchroom. You ever had that one happen to you, Mark, when you were in prison? Moving your eyes, getting thrown in maximum or something like
that? I've never
heard
of any such thing. I mean, I can imagine they would do it. And the thing with prison rules is they have a tendency to be progressive because the guards find out reasons of, you know, why. Well, if he looks at other people, it could start a fight or something like that. They figure out some reason why it should be true. Because it went, it used to be when the prison I was at, where you know, it was about chow time, and you'd get released from your dormitory and you'd go to chow and line up and everybody go in and they'd sit where they wanted to. They eat it as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guys would sit in there and like hawk food off of other people's plates and stay as long as they could, trying to eat as much as they could.
Right.
Others would take the swill and throw it away and leave. And then they changed that to, well, we'll seat you. And then it's all, and you know, then of course there's guards in there to make sure you sat in the right place. And then they had to listen to the noise of the convicts, and who wants to listen to that?
Yeah.
So then they decided you need to be quieter.
And so it just keeps getting more oppressive.
Right, then it's, you need to be quiet. No speaking. No speaking whatsoever in the chow hall. That's not an uncommon rule.
Yeah.
But now I can see, 10 years later, makes perfectly good sense.
Can't move your eyes.
Looking, no unauthorized looking.
He told me, Mama, all I did was try to find out what we were eating, but I got written up for moving my eyes. If the case goes to trial, Ashton would be prosecuted as an adult and would face a 15-year prison sentence. The feds, who at this point appear to have no case, are quite likely using the leverage offered by the Patriot Act and similar measures to terrorize Ashton and his family into a plea bargain that would preserve the state's sense of infallibility and reinforce by precedent its ability to terrorize citizens at random. Something of this sort took place last time. A teenager was charged with terrorism under the Patriot Act, specifically Section 802, which makes practically any crime committed on public property an act of terrorism. 2 years ago, this is the creep you're talking about here, Wayne. It was right there in the Patriot Act to begin with, so they didn't really have to creep too far. 2 years ago, Andrew Thomas, the demented and politically ambitious prosecutor for Arizona's Maricopa County, which is an insane place to live if you love freedom, because Joe Arpaio, the sheriff, is a maniac, filed terrorism charges against Brent Clark, a 14-year-old delinquent from Mesa who pulled a pocket knife on a schoolmate. Thomas also charged the 8th grader with aggravated assault.
What do we need terrorism charges for that? That's a simple assault or battery or whatever. I mean, different towns are different. But
well, he was charged with that, too.
Aggravated assault, I think, is what that is.
He was charged with that, too. He was charged with aggravated
assault. Why terrorism?
Well, then they can cut a deal, right? Then they're going to... They always love to charge you with as much stuff as they possibly can.
So they can drop some of it and look better?
Right. They can offer you a deal. Hey, don't fight this. We'll drop these charges here, and we'll just give them the full assault charge.
This is the problem with... I don't know when plea bargaining came around in the first place, but that's the problem with plea bargaining in general. We shouldn't have it. The fact is, plea bargaining does nothing but help the state. It harms the victim, it harms the perpetrator, and it harms society. It harms society in this way, because you can see that, you know, justice isn't being done. It harms the victim because, well, if the person did it, they should be punished to the full extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
it harms the perpetrator because it takes, you know, people that wouldn't necessarily take a bargain can get scared and then take the bargain rather than going to trial. If a man committed a crime, he deserves a trial and he deserves to serve a sentence.
So invoking the post-patriot definition of terrorism helped extract a preemptive guilty plea from the adolescent and his family. In Brent Clark's case, there was an actual crime committed. He threatened a girl with a knife and tried, albeit not with much ardor, to take her hostage before permitting her to flee to her home. Brent's parents apparently discovered evidence suggesting the emotionally disturbed teenager harbored ambitions, how serious we'll never know, of carrying out Columbine-style violence. But none of that applies in the case of Ashton Lundeby. Apart from the use of Ashton's ISP information, a fact for which he and his mother have provided persuasive and easily inspected alibi, nothing connects the 16-year-old to a bomb threat anywhere. Under traditional Anglo-Saxon standards of evidence and due process, there is no case against Ashton. And this is precisely why the feds are apparently using the Stalinist Patriot Act to keep this youngster confined for as long as it takes to extort some kind of confession from him. If they determine the situation requires such measures, the feds can draw upon precedent in the case of, said in the case of Jose Padilla, the first U.S. citizen to be designated an enemy combatant and held indefinitely without criminal charges. As you may recall, Mr. Padilla was held for, 4 years, I think? In Padilla's case, federal authorities conducted a prolonged campaign of psychological torture designed not only to break his will, but literally, in the words of the Bush administration official, to destroy Mr. Padilla's ordinary emotional and cognitive functioning in order to extract from him potentially self-incriminating information. Annette Lundeby once attended a police academy. Her late husband, as noted previously, was an employee of the Bureau of Prisons. The family's home in North Carolina is decorated with U.S. flags. The three of them are devout Christians who spend most of their free time in church-related activities. The loss of Annette's husband was a severe blow, and the continued harassment they've suffered from hackers and identity thieves is the sort of thing one reads about in the Book of Job. But the treatment of Ashton by the regime is like something from a modern dystopian literature. Indeed, Franz Kafka might find the story nearly implausible. Annette said, "This isn't America. Not the America I knew. Not the one I grew up in. This is like something out of a third world dictatorship where the people in power just do whatever they want to anybody they choose. I want my son back, and I'll do anything I can to free him. But people need to know that if this isn't stopped now, any of us at any time can be treated the same way. The next time, it will be your house they visit in the middle of the night, and your children they take away."
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of the nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help voluntarily support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing more internet listeners on board around the world. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board and get the perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, Steve is in Canada. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Doing great.
Good. I think the story about this 16-year-old gentleman is disgusting. I mean, I live in Canada, and I can't imagine that happening here, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part about it and what it really where does it come from? You know, it all stems, unfortunately, from 9/11, the Patriot Act. The elimination of posse comitatus. I mean, these draconian laws that strip people of their rights are all based on 9/11.
I agree with that. And but they had the Patriot Act ready to go before 9/11 because they introduced it very quickly.
Very quickly.
So what that means to me is they were waiting for a big disaster in order to put this into play. So it doesn't necessarily. I mean, it could have been any disaster.
It could have been any disaster, you're right. It just happened to be 9/11. It happened to be a situation where they were able to peg that particular incident on terrorists, radical Muslims, mm-hmm. that they were able to frame the same way as this young gentleman was able to be framed. And I don't think it's any surprise that you see what's going on right now. I mean, this was... If you have a document like the Patriot Act already waiting in place, why would you have that there? I don't understand why a government would have something in place like that.
Well, because they wanted it, but they just didn't have the support, the public support for it until
they needed
they
an
scared.
Excuse. And any time anyone has ever called in about 9/11 truth, they have met resistance on your show.
That's understandable,
because it seems impossible that a government would do such a thing.
No, that's not the reason why. No, you haven't listened carefully to what we've said then when we've discussed these things. It's not the reason. It's not because it's impossible that a government could do those things. There are plenty of examples of false flag operations in the past where governments, this government has lied about the things it's been involved in. I mean, one of the most notable examples would be the Gulf of Tonkin event that allegedly started the Vietnam War and is in point of fact completely fabricated.
The USS Liberty.
There are plenty of examples of this across time.
Yep.
The reason why we aren't interested in getting into discussions about so-called 9/11 truth is because it's just more opinion or more people claiming to have the true facts as opposed to the other true facts that the other side claims, and none of that discussion does anything to advance liberty in our lifetime or does anything, in my opinion, to be a persuasive method of bringing new people on board to the message of freedom. All it does is it tries to paint the government as evil in a roundabout fashion by making claims that are almost impossible to verify as true. If we want to paint the government as evil, it's not a hard thing to do. We just read a story that does a fine job of it that nobody can deny is true in any way, shape, or form.
You're right.
I prefer to go and talk about undeniable, concrete examples of tyranny as opposed to speculative examples of tyranny. That's the difference. So if y'all want to call in and talk about it, you haven't been stopped from it, but you are going to encounter some resistance and some eye-rolling by those of us on the crew here because it seems counterproductive to me. You guys want to chime in here? You're welcome.
Yeah, I was going to say that nobody will, I don't think, will ever really know what exactly happened there at 9/11. Nobody really knows. So to speculate about it is just, it's folly. So
let's, and especially to debate
about it.
It's
not complete folly, though, guys. You've got to admit there's a lot of credible evidence out there. Dr. Stephen Jones.
We're getting into the debate, which I don't have any interest in getting into. You sit there and say, well, there's credible evidence, Dr. So-and-so, experts here, experts there, and then the other side says, we've got experts too. Popular Mechanics has experts in their articles.
You just poo-poo their
experts.
Are you kidding me?
So they poo-pooed your experts, and we go back and forth forever. And
let's make the point here that you think that, it's true as far as you're concerned that we're bringing people to liberty, right?
I love what you guys do.
I got a point I want to make here.
Yep.
And let's say that Alex Jones is bringing people to liberty too. And we'll use him. He's does this conspiracy thing. I don't listen to his show too much. I've heard it, a couple of times, honestly. But there's different paths and that's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do I have to take the same path that Alex Jones is taking? There's two different shows that are going to appeal to two different audiences. Isn't that great? Isn't that perfect?
Well, that's what I love about independent journalism and independent radio, like what you guys do. You bring so many amazing stories to light, and you talk about a lot of different things. My only point is that when this was brought up, like the whole idea of 9/11 truth and things sounded fishy, it was a matter of look at what it's doing to take away the rights of the citizens.
It
not so much did the government
that.
Do it.
The 9/11 event did not take away any rights.
It was used by the same government that has used all kinds of different incidents as, an opportunity to take away rights.
You'll likely see
the swine flu having taken away a certain amount of rights. At least
people give their rights away. They just don't stand up for their rights. If you don't stand up for your rights, then it's easy to have them so-called taken from you because you never bothered to claim them in the first place.
Right. There were also some bad laws passed right after the Oklahoma City bombing. And people forgot about that, but that was a big, big chunk of rights that were taken away covertly that we found out about later.
Yeah, why don't we start talking about that again? Let's bring up the allegations of there being, the mystery Iranian guy or Iraqi guy that was allegedly on the scene and how the FBI came around and confiscated all the cameras. Where's that video? Let's start demanding the video and bringing in the experts to talk about the Oklahoma City bombing because that was an important terrorist action. Why doesn't that get any coverage these days, huh?
The point is that every time there's a big event, government utilizes it to pass more crazy and crazy laws.
Seems obvious.
And
I agree
with that.
You'll absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. It's the question as to whether or not the government is doing it or not that we sort of disagree on. And I just don't know.
I don't even know if I disagree.
I'm not even sure. All I'm saying that is that there isn't any point in spending valuable airtime that we, and you agreed that we're bringing people to liberty and we're doing it with valuable airtime through talking about stories like the one we're talking about, whereas other shows are using their, you know, airtime to talk about it. I mean, there's opportunities out there. Do you have to convert every talk show host into, you know, your way of thinking? Do you think that's going to work?
No, no, and that's not my point. My whole point is that it just, the government uses every opportunity possible to strip away the rights through legislation that they seemingly have at the drop of a hat, 1,000-page documents that they just, here we have something here now because of this, and, this swine flu, whatever you want to call it, avian, now it's an N1, whatever it is. They have stuff in place, and it seems to be like, the government just keeps on pushing and pushing and pushing. And the only reason I brought up 9/11 is the fact that people were afraid to tackle that because there wasn't enough. When is there ever enough evidence to show the government is lying when they control the mainstream media? And
we have evidence every night on this show of government telling lies. We've given evidence today of government telling lies. In the case of this story, they lied to the mother when she opened the front door to bring her son out. I mean, there are all kinds of lies the government tells, and it's made completely obvious. We don't have to talk about the melting temperature of steel and all of the other, you know, the airplane engines and all of the other little factoids that the 9/11 truthers to bring up so often, because that's all speculative, and there's no way to nail down the truth.
Because there are smart people on the other side of that issue that are coming up with, other
obfuscations.
Sorry. So they're coming up with obfuscations, whatever.
Nope.
On the other side, and to me, what that does is that invalidates the point if, whether it's true or not, people don't believe it.
It just bogs down the discussion. Steve, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, I guess. 800-259-9231. You get out there and spread whatever you think is going to work. Personally, I think that digging into conspiracy theories and trying to persuade people that your version of the story is the correct one, it seems to be a time waster to me. I'd rather talk about real concrete examples of government tyranny that cannot be denied, like them throwing the 16-year-old boy in a federal prison cell on the flimsiest of charges. Hour 2, coming up.
AlecHughes.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecHughes, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecHughes at AlecHughes.com. Again, that's AlecHughes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.